You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Welcome to the Best Practices Show. My name is Kirk Barron, and I am your host, and I just want to welcome you. If you're here for the first time, welcome. And as we've been saying in the past and even last couple of weeks, we've gotten to know a lot of young dentists that have just showed up. We got a lot of dental students watching. And so if you're showing up here for the first time, I just want to say welcome, and we're so glad that you're here. And I want to do a couple of things. Number one, I don't care where you're listening to the podcast or watching it. If you're listening on Spotify or Stitcher, do me a favor, go down and hit the subscribe button wherever you subscribe for podcasts, because here's why. You're going to see every single week, I'm going to show up and bring you some great experts in dentistry, great key opinion leaders. They're going to give you some great tips. You're going to see, I really don't know a lot. That's why I have my great friends on, like Zanya or whoever, when it comes to like great topics, and we'll just ask them the questions and get it straight from the expert. So I want you to keep showing up every single week. So make sure you subscribe. Also, if you haven't met us over in the private Facebook group, I'm going to encourage you to do that. We started it last year in the COVID conference as just a way for people to connect. And now there's over 13,000 of you in there just posing good questions and a lot of solutions. And my favorite thing is it's just people helping people back there. And then lastly, if you're a dental practice owner and you're like, gosh, I just know things could be a little bit better. If you want some great resources, tips, or tools, join us over at actdental.com, where we have a ton of great resources. You've got ActDental U, where we do our Friday masterclasses. And if you haven't seen them yet, they're awesome. Now, this Friday, we actually have Katrina Sanders teaching on local anesthesia. And not only is she brilliant, she's funny and an excellent teacher. Your team would love that. So join us every Friday morning at ACT Dental U. And then also, if you just need a little help with your practice, don't be afraid to raise your hand, reach out, or if you just need an ear to bend, I love this stuff and my team loves this stuff, and we coach practices all over the country. We are here to help. So check that out at actdental.com. Now, I want to introduce my guest, Zanya. Zanya's the best. So if you guys have been following us on any level, you came to the conference, you come to any of our live events, or if you've just been around the ACT Dental community, you're going to know this amazing woman. She is not only a great friend of ours, our marketing coach, you're also a great coach for me personally, individually. You're just one of those people that you've changed our lives in so many different ways. And you've really become a great authority figure in our community just with dentists. We have a lot of clients that we coach and they struggle with marketing. And I'm like, that's the line where I don't cross. I don't know that much. I'm going to hand you over to my coach. And her name is Zanya. And so Zanya, if people don't know who you are, I always like to start here. Who is Zanya Winans and what is Golden Proportions?
Who is Zanya Winans? Deepest question ever. I am a way too experienced, like 30 years of experience in marketing, married to a dentist, someone who is unbelievably passionate about marketing, kind of individual. And I love all these big topics that we get to talk about with you. So I started Golden Proportions probably coming up on 20 years ago now, and I always took this very comprehensive strategy with it. So we're an incredibly full service agency, and we do everything we can to help practices grow, which is kind of one of the topics I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, this is a little bit of a different slant. I love the slant that we're going into, because you and I usually talk about, you know, Google, website, social media, all these things that would naturally point to marketing. But this time we're going to be talking about why leadership is most, you know, most valuable, or your most valuable marketing strategy. Can you tell us a little bit about why we're going down this road today?
So I know it's a little bit weird, because normally I'm like a tactic person. You know, I like to give everybody like really good, tangible, tactical information. The reason I wanted to talk about leadership today is because I think it is like this hidden nugget of success when it comes to people's marketing, and nobody is talking about. Nobody is talking about how important leadership is to the success and growth of a practice and their marketing. And I'm curious, do you agree or disagree?
Oh, 100%, because we always make this joke in our huddles. You know, the X factor in any practice we coach is how good the leader is. And our coaches have said this many times: the better the leader, the faster the result, the healthier the business. Now, I'm going to be even extra transparent with your question and the answers, because you coach us. And so, you know, one of the parts of any business is making sure you select the right clients. And as our business has grown a lot, one of the questions you asked me and have been asking me the last 2 weeks are, do you make sure that your clients take full responsibility for results? Because you learned a long time ago, when you're coaching a dentist and they just want you to fix it, they take no responsibility, or they just pass you off as a gift to their practice. You're like, no, this is not going to work. You, my friend, the dentist, have to be intimately involved in the result, the work, and everything. I would even go a step further. The problem with this whole entire world is not like the, it's leadership. Everything always goes back to leader. The problem in any sports team, leadership. The problem with any practice, leadership. Problem in any family, leadership. Problem in any organization, leadership. So there's my rant for the day. You know what you're looking for?
Well, I couldn't pick like a better person to talk to about this, because that's what you guys do, is you train leaders. And it's interesting, because we were having this conversation just like my leadership team in the agency last Friday, and we were kind of revisiting some of our most basic marketing principles, one being our target audience and who's our ideal client. And something that I said, and it just hit me, I said, I love doctors who are already working with a coach, because it means then they're ready for marketing, and the results that they get are 10 times what they would have gotten if they were just sort of coming in without that background. And right. It's because of the kind of things you guys teach them, they have ownership of what is happening, because it's their business. They get it. And it's just amazing what a difference it makes. So it's weird, but I actually think leadership has to come before you do any marketing from an investment standpoint.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, I've got a bunch of questions I want to ask you on this topic, but let me start with a heavy one that you and I have not talked about.
Okay.
Question comes up. I'm a dentist watching this. Totally agree. Zanya, can leadership be taught? Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, this idea that leaders are born is baloney. This is, you know, I think we all think of our natural born leaders, the people that are incredibly charismatic and they carry a room, and somebody like you, Kirk. But there are so many other things that are part of leadership that we have to be taught. I mean, nobody innately understands the importance of leverage or accountability or delegation when you're first born. So that's not a born trait. It has to be taught. And once it's taught, you can't unsee the impact of it. It's incredible.
Yeah, we were talking about a great dentist that we coach. Her name is Amy. I won't use her last name. But we've been coaching her for 4 years. And my favorite thing about her is she's so comfortable in her own skin now and confident about her future. She also knows what she doesn't want. Nope. Not doing that anymore, where she used to say yes to everything. And it's so cool to watch the powerful effect of leadership.
It really is absolutely amazing because, I mean, leadership, if you think about it, is instrumental to not just marketing, but obviously practice growth, I think, just in general. We tend to think of marketing as just what does it take to make the phone ring? Your website or your pay-per-click or your social media. And that's not marketing in and of itself. Marketing is the entire patient life cycle. And marketing is about growing your practice. So you as a leader have to be involved with the growth of your practice, because once that phone gets picked up, it's out of your marketing company's hands to an extent. The better a leader you are, the better the results are that you're going to get from the investment that you've made.
Yeah. Now, there's been so many books that have been written on this, and like you're bringing up wildly, things always come back to the ultimate truth. You know, things that prohibit a growth in any dental practice usually come back to three things. It's the leadership. You haven't grown yourself or other leaders in your organization. They need scalable infrastructure. And then the third piece is marketing. And you could argue those are intertwined in the whole process, because I've watched you do what you do. We have to create something that's scalable, repeatable. The doctor's got to be involved. It's got to be authentic. It's got to come from your heart and your core values. And then everybody wants more new patients and grow your practice. But you can't do one without the other. So I can get a sense of what leadership has to do with marketing. But give me this. What are some of the problems you see when a doctor isn't a great leader?
Actually, it's funny because often I find they're the very problems that get them to call us in the first place. And they don't realize that leadership is at the root of why they're having these problems. A really common one is I see problems when they're not strong leaders because they've jumped from marketing company to marketing company to marketing company. And I know you see this all the time. Everybody thinks there's just like one amazing silver bullet strategy out there that's going to fix all their problems.
Right.
But in reality, everything that happens in your practice is a result of you as a leader. So if I see people jumping from agency to agency, that's a strong indication to me that they need leadership training for their marketing to be successful. I also see like roller coaster schedules, people who it's really full 1 month and then the next month it's crash and burn. So they're always reacting instead of being proactive when it comes to their marketing.
Right.
I mean, there's everything. They overspend their budget. Their team isn't happy. They think their problems are that they don't have a good team, but it all comes back to leadership.
Yeah. But here's the question though. Why is it always the last thing? Is it a bravado thing? Is it the arrogance of youth? Because at 20, you couldn't tell me anything. At 30, I realize there's a lot I don't know. And at 40, you wonder if you know anything. So like, is leadership just one of those things? You're like, no, I need a CBCT first. I need a great location. You know, I got to get my technical skills in place. Why do we always look at this as the last thing sometimes?
I wish I knew, because I really think like this ought to be the first thing. Nobody teaches this in dental school, right? And I think it's the last thing because we all think that leadership is like this, again, think it's born, not taught, that it's just this thing, either you've got it or you don't. And nobody really understands the impact that a really well-led business can have in their community, because it's one of those things that I think it's almost an intangible. It's really hard to look at somebody else and say they're a strong leader and that's why their business is growing. And yet those two are so tied together. What's your thoughts? Why do you think it's the last thing that they actually pick up on?
Well, I think it's one of those things I really don't want to talk about all too much because I may be externally facing, but I also think it's part of the arrogance of youth. You know, I thought I would be a great parent before I was a parent. And then you're like, oh my gosh, there's like so much more to this. Now, the other thing I would also say, because you're asking me the question, is when you get yourself in trouble enough, you realize this is not a like you, me business. Like this is a recurring problem and I'm the constant piece of it. You know, like I think part of it has got to be self-awareness. But it's an interesting concept. And I think most people would understand that if you've been doing dentistry long enough, you realize this practice, as goes the leader, so goes the practice, right? You've said that to me many times. Like part of why you made me create this chart is like, who are your leaders? Like Your company is your responsibility. Your practice is your responsibility, and your leaders have to take responsibility for what happens, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that constantly you'll hear in my office is if someone is complaining about how a project didn't go well or trouble they're having with a client or anything else, I always say, if you do not like the results you're getting, go stand in front of the mirror. You're right, Kirk. Self-awareness is 100% of the base of this, because if you don't understand that as a leader, everything in your business rises and falls with you and the decisions that you make and how you lead people, you will never be able to change. It's almost like the most humbling part of being a business owner when you finally realize that you were the one who was standing in the way of your own growth all along.
Yeah, it's powerful. No, and here's another thing. If you're a dentist, listen to this. No one, I heard somebody say this years ago, no one will ever make as many mistakes as you will and stay employed as long as you have in your practice. Like, I am always the biggest problem here. And I know when things blow up, and I consistently make mistakes, but it's okay to make mistakes once, but to repeat them, that's when it becomes stupid. Now, here's another question I have. So, and I got a bunch of them because I love this topic. So I get this. I totally am picking up what you're putting down here, but give me an example of like the biggest leadership concepts that once you guys see them learned by the dentist, they have the biggest impact, because you used the word impact before, on growth. What are some of the ones that you go, there it is? What is it?
There are so many. So a big one for me is delegation, which sounds kind of crazy because doctors, they feel like they just automatically dump everything on their team members and they hire agencies. And isn't that really what delegation is? But proper delegation means that you can get so much more done in a shorter period of time by using other people as your resources. This is the concept of leverage. So I think if doctors truly understood how to do delegation effectively, they would be able to get so much more out of their marketing, because they don't have to be that bottleneck that's in the way of getting every decision made and moving every project forward. And Kirk, you know my 5 rules of effective delegation. How often do you think doctors actually practice that?
I have it printed. I give it to friends. Now, here's why. And please reach out to Zanya with her email address. She gave me a sheet, and it's the actual steps of effective delegation. I use it. I gave it to my coaches. We now give it to clients. Because here's why I'm saying this. Zanya, I used to think I knew what delegation was. Can you explain what effective delegation is?
Well, delegation is not just the process of handing off the responsibility to somebody else. You still have to own the responsibility for the outcome. So you've got to start by identifying the task that needs to be delegated. But the person that you are handing it off to, here are 2 of the really critical steps. You have to make sure that you're crystal clear in exactly what you want your outcomes to be. So you can't just say, hey, here, I want you to handle all of our referral marketing and assume that that person is going to understand what's inside your head. Right. And I think that's what a lot of us do, is like, this seems so obvious to me. Why wouldn't somebody else just get it? I shouldn't have to explain it. But if you aren't clear, your expectation of what that result is going to be is going to be completely different from what someone is going to deliver. So first thing is, you must be crystal clear in what you want this person to do and exactly what kind of outcome you are looking for. Make sure that that's explained clearly. And then the second thing is, you got to make sure that you are actually giving it to somebody who is capable of doing the work. Whether it's, do they have the skill and the experience to do it? Do they have the technology that they need? Do they have the budget to back it up? If they don't have these things, you're basically just setting them up for failure. So make sure that they have those skills. And if they don't delegate it to that person.
Right.
And then obviously, I mean, it's just, it goes from there. I'm happy to send anybody the 5 steps, but a big part of it is your clear communication in your expectations. Make sure you've given it to the right person and then check in with them. You can't just hand it off and assume it's going to get done. You've got to, as their leader, step in a week into the project, 2 weeks into the project. Hey, how's it going? Tell me where you are in this project. The last thing in the world you want to do is say, how's it going? Because your answer going to be?
Not good. Yeah, fine. Or this, or you've been in a situation like I have, and that's my fault, is you get to the end and you're like, wait, this isn't what I wanted. And you're like, and they're like, I've been working so hard on this type of a thing. So you can already see with the first three steps she's given us, there's inherent challenges for all of us in those. And you just can't be clear enough. That's why it's so important to have a framework or anything from somebody who's lived this before. So I encourage you to reach out to Zanya and get those five steps of delegation. It'll change your life. I promise you. Now, I want to go a little bit further because I have so many questions. Okay, so wait, go back to this. Did we cover, are there other leadership concepts? All right, go there.
Tons of them. So a big one in my mind is vision casting. If you as the leader are not clear in what your vision is for your business, how do you expect your marketing company or your team to bring that vision to life? If you just say, I want new patients, you can probably get plenty of new patients, but you might not be happy with the result that you get. So you've got to have gone through the steps, and this really is leadership training, to have established a clear vision. What does your practice look like 10 years down the road? What kind of patients are you bringing in? And then make sure that every decision that you're making, whether it is marketing or who you hire or what kind of technology you bring into practice, that it all is designed to make sure that it fits your vision. So you've got to start with the vision casting and be able to articulate it properly, because otherwise it's just people are guessing. They're trying to read your mind.
Yeah, but Zanya, I tell my team all the time, I tell them like I want to be comprehensive, and I go to these courses in these other towns and I come back and I tell them, give us an example of vision casting is. You can't tell people things. You got to show them. You got to have a plan. That's why you make me do this. Like, I love it. You got to have a plan. You got to stick to your plan, right?
Well, yes, you do have to have a plan. And the strategy that comes out of your vision is the thing that really drives your success. But if you don't know where you're going, as they say, any road will get you there. So honestly, you know, I'm not the person to teach people how to come up with the right vision for their practice. Frankly, that's what you and your coaches do. But if a doctor's got that and it's well established, the marketing is going to be more effective, because we're going to be bringing in the types of patients that you want, that are doing the procedures that you want, that have the resources that you want. It just makes the marketing more effective.
Amen. You got to have that in place. What other concepts do you see once in place?
Gosh, there's so many. I would say another really big one is being a strong decision maker. And it can be paralyzing to make decisions for some people. Now, I've never had that problem. I can make decisions in seconds, but it's because my brain is always processing in the background. I'm always looking at things and picking up on signals. So by the time I'm ready to make a decision, I already have all my information. Not everybody functions that way. And so when they come to making a decision, they go to decision by committee, which I'm sure you have seen. And then they're unhappy with the ultimate decision of the committee because it wasn't what they really wanted.
Right.
So decision making just gets stuck. I mean, you and I have had this conversation about why entrepreneurs are successful, and it's because they make their decisions quickly. And right. Some of them are still going to be wrong. 70% of the decisions that an entrepreneur makes are going to be right, but 30% of them are going to be wrong. But if you make those decisions quickly, you can look at it real fast and say, okay, that wasn't the right strategy for marketing my practice. Let me go back and make a different decision. But if you agonize over it, you drag the entire process out and the marketing doesn't move forward.
Right. Now, this doesn't always work, but it's worked for me for a long time. It's ready, fire, then aim. You know, sometimes you just got to get started, because you're going to learn pretty fast when you get started. Now, I want to go back to something you said is decision by committee. What people don't understand is that's horrible. That's I have six people in my family. What if every night I said to them, what do you guys want to eat? Like, how many times am I going to get a unanimous decision? Zero, unless it's Chick-fil-A. So like, you can't get everybody on the same page. And Patrick Lencioni mentions this in his books. You know, consensus is deadly. It's very, you don't want everybody to agree about where we're going. Now, collaboration is different. Once you've decided, now we're going to work together on a direction, but you don't want to have everybody decide where we go. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, no, this needs to be doctors. This is your business. You own this. You're the one who sets the vision. So you should be making the decisions. So decision by committee, besides the fact that it drags everything out, the people on your committee, they don't have your vision. They don't know where you're going. Here's three questions that I always use that I've been taught about how to make a fast decision. So the first question is, what is the upside if you make this decision? And then the second question is, what is the downside? There's always a downside to every decision that we make, good, bad, and different. And then ultimately, the third question that really decides it for you is, can I live with the downside? So we don't want to just look at what's positive. We need to have a realistic point of view, but can you live with the downside? And a lot of times you're probably going to say, yeah, I can live with it. I know there's a small cost, but it gets me to the other side of making that decision a lot faster.
Right.
The Best Practices Show with Kirk Behrendt is brought to you exclusively by ACT Dental, the ultimate provider of dental practice management solutions for dentists and their teams. ACT Dental is committed to helping you build a better practice and a better life. If you're looking to grow your production, motivate your team, get back on track, and create the practice you've always dreamed about, look no further. Give us a call at 800-851-8186 or visit us at actdental.com.
Now, the other thing I would add a fourth, and again, I can't remember who said all this stuff. I've heard this. When it comes to a very, very, very big decision, you want to pull in an expert who's like, no, I've done this a lot. Whether it be real estate, building, like when you're making a big decision, you never just want to go, yep. You want to pull in somebody who's done this many, many times, like a marketing expert, like an entrepreneur. Some of the best pieces of advice I've ever learned from great leaders are, nope, I've lost millions doing that. Don't do that. Do this. And you're like, oh, Lord, thank you so much. So I completely agree. You got to be able to make decisions. I have so many questions for you. What? Because again, I love this topic, but like other things that you see, bam, there it is, when learned, have a big impact.
Well, I'm actually going to flip the tables and ask you this question. So what impact do you see on a practice when there is no accountability?
It's terrible. We live by one phrase: when everybody owns something, nobody owns it. And I would say this, boy, you're asking me a big question because, accountability requires one thing, accounting. Whether you're raising teenage daughters or you're running a business, you can't just pass it off as, oh, I trust you, here you go. No, we're going to talk about a metric. With teenage daughters, it's what time you're going to be home. No, it's a time. It's not a maybe, going to try. Nope, this is when. Now, the same thing happens in any business. Here's my question to your question. What if your kids went to a school that didn't really have grades? You talk to the teacher and go, you know, Ryder, she's a good kid. I gave her a star. You give stars here? Yeah, it was star. We don't like grades because they don't really help kids. I'm like, okay, transferring. Or you went to a sporting event where they didn't keep score. We don't keep score at these games. No, because we don't want to be feeling bad. No. In any business or any organization, you have to have a score. Everybody's got to have a number, because when you're talking a number, it takes the subjectivity out of what we're talking about. Because I might be thinking, Tanya, I want a lot of new patients. Well, your definition of a lot and mine might be different. I also don't know how to structure a plan if you just use subjective phrases, right? So accountability has a lot of different definitions, I feel like, in the world, but it's often lacking the most important one, which is a number.
I could not agree more. I mean, this is the heart of how marketing works. Marketing is numbers driven. If you're not getting results with something that you can measure, then there's no accountability from your marketing company. There's no accountability from your team on how well they took a lead and converted it. There's no accountability on you, the doctor, for how well you diagnosed and presented treatment. Accountability and being comfortable, I think, with holding other people accountable. And that means holding your marketing company accountable too.
Right.
If you promised me this, I need you to be held accountable to it. But being comfortable having those conversations, which can be hard, that's what's going to really help you progress, because then you're not just making excuses for why things aren't working.
Right.
I hear that all the time. The like, well, you know, I really like this woman that I've got at the front desk. She's been with me for 15 years. She's like family. I can't tell her that she's not answering the phone right. And she's so busy. I can't just put one more thing on her plate. But then you, the doctor, have completely impacted the results of the marketing that you're doing because you simply are not comfortable holding somebody accountable.
Right. And you grow what you tolerate. So if it's not, you know, that's one piece of it too. There's a couple things, like you're opening up a big box here. And it's one of my favorite is that I've been doing this a long time. You'll find in any business, your favorite people, they love accountability. They love numbers. The least effective in anything, they just don't want to talk numbers. They don't want to do that. And try to look at it from the other side. What if you hired a builder, Zanya, or somebody to redo your kitchen? And you said, okay, so what's the amount here? We'll figure it out. Like, it's going to be in this ballpark range. Well, when are you going to finish? I don't know, April-ish. You know how frustrating that would be. So accountability is enjoyed on the receiving end. When somebody does what they say they're going to do, and we've agreed, and we know exactly what to expect, that's how the world works, you know? And so I think it's really important that it doesn't have to be overwhelming. I agree with you. Like, people at the front, trust me, like, you ever work the front desk of an office, you'll have a new place of empathy for these people. It's a hard job. But at the same token, like, we've all got to have some numbers or accountability in this. So I love your question.
Yeah, I think accountability comes in not just like within the practice itself, but what the doctor is delivering on their end to whatever marketing partner they're working with. If they're saying it's important for me to get a website up in 3 months, then doctors, you've got to be accountable to getting everything that this marketing company is asking you for as quickly as humanly possible so that you don't have delays. And then if there are delays, you're accountable for the delay. If they delay it, they're accountable for the delay. Right. But that accountability has to be at like literally every level. And if you've got KPIs in place to measure whether it's how quickly something gets done, how many times the phone rings, what your average case value is, those numbers are your long-term accountability that help you zero in on exactly where your marketing could be even more effective if you just fixed this one thing. But without it, nobody knows. It's just a crapshoot.
Right. The other thing too I would say is you can't really improve anything if you can't measure it. We're going to be using our own subjective measuring systems, and I can guarantee you we are way off in how we quantify our subjective measuring systems. Here's my big bonus question of the day, because I love this topic. Nail it down to one. What's your favorite leadership principle that a doctor should apply in their marketing? What's, like, if you had one, what's your top one?
So this kind of goes hand in hand with my whole, like, if you don't like the results you're getting, go stand in front of the mirror. Right. We are big practicers of something called above the line, below the line. So above the line behavior, you know, this one is ownership, accountability, responsibility. So every result that you get, you have to look at it with some level of ownership, accountability, responsibility, where below the line is blame, excuses, and denial. If you find that any of the marketing you're doing, frankly, any problem that you're having in the practice, if you are moving towards blame, excuses, and denial, you're never going to grow your practice. You're never going to succeed because it's always somebody else's fault.
Right.
Instead, if you have ownership of it and you say, it might not have been you that made the mistake, but you still have to own your part in, did I pick the wrong company? Did I not follow through as I promised I was going to do, or whatever these things are? Yet you've always got to play above the line. And that's my favorite. What's your favorite?
Yeah. So I would actually, I don't know. I would probably say that's my new favorite is when people take responsibility, because it is really hard talking to somebody who doesn't take any responsibility and blames everything on someone else or the conditions, because you can't really go anywhere. And then the other thing I would say, I would probably go with yours. My other one that I've found to be true is that when people have bad things happen to people, they do. But when someone has a bad relationship with their past, they always have a bad relationship with their future. So I've had bad things happen to me. It's what made me. Do you know what I mean? I don't dwell on it. So when I'm talking to leaders, I'm always listening very carefully. Like, are you the victim here? Or are you an active participant? Or how do you see this? as you look forward, because you know how this works. Like, your business is yours. Your ability to make yours, it's yours. And once you own that and you go, look, it's up to me to communicate and all that. Now you're dealing with a whole different team. You can see the effects on the other people. You could even see the effects on the patients. The patients are healthier when the leader is healthier. They get better aesthetic results. They get better perio numbers. You just see it all over. It has a tremendous trickle down effect. Now, you're asking me a lot of questions. You're the guest. But I love this because people always want to know the secret. What's the secret? Well, my friends, there's no secret here. We're sharing with you some of them, but the real secret is the best leaders have the best practices. They also have the best marketing. They have the best performance. They have the healthiest teams. They have the healthiest patients. So we could pretty much go down any avenue and say, this is the end all.
I think it is. And this is why we absolutely love working with the practices that you've referred to us, frankly, because they're ready. They get it. They've got their teams in alignment so that when the new patients come in from the marketing, the team is happy and aligned and excited about where you're taking this practice. That gets communicated to patients. They pick up on that. They know if your team is grumbling and unhappy. So they know if you have a happy team. And a happy team makes people want to be part of that incredible experience. We're drawn to that energy. And your happy team is going to present more treatment and help you close more treatment. Ultimately, you as the leader, it kind of feeds from the bottom up. Like, you take care of the team takes care of the patients take care of you.
Yeah. So again, you're speaking my language because here, doctors, let me help you with something. If I'm an amazing chairside assistant and I work in your town and I'm looking for a new job, I know I'm good at what I do. And I know I can pick where I work because I'm that good at what I do. If I know that about myself, and I will tell you, I'm not going to just go work for anybody. I'm going to work for somebody I believe in, who cares about people. And we just had this conversation this morning. Some of our favorite dentists are our female young leaders because they're so passionate about people. Like, one of my favorite team members says this about her dentist. That is an amazing dentist. She is awesome, but she's an even better human being. How powerful is that to a patient?
Cool. That's really cool.
It's so cool because, and that is not given, that's earned. You work hard at that every single day, but you also get the rewards of playing a game at that level. You know, that's the fun stuff. So,
exactly. But you get more of it because the happier your team is, the more everybody wins from this. Like, it's almost a reward in and of itself to take care of your team, to be a stronger leader for them because everybody wins.
Totally. Totally. Okay. So now I've got, do we have like two more hours? Cause I have so many more. No, here's another one. So when you talk about, you know, these characteristics, your favorite principle, what, give us a little bit more perspective, like on the positive impact. So you coach practices on the marketing, we coach them on the business side of things. Once you see this, give us some perspective on this impact and its lasting impact as the dentist becomes a better leader.
This is going to sound so boring. Predictability. Why? It gives you predictability. You know that your team is going to be happy. You know that you have a steady, filled schedule. You know that you're going to hit your financial goals so that you can go take vacation. I mean, that is truly, in my mind, one of the biggest impacts, because you are hitting your goal and you're doing it predictably. So you don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have this roller coaster schedule that so many people have had during this constant, like, shut down and open your practice back up and all the craziness of this past year. That predictability, I think, is the key to being able to actually relax and enjoy your practice. But that comes from being a strong leader and creating the systems and the people and maximizing the marketing in order to get there. Do you agree or disagree?
Drop the mic. That's it. You know, we say this all the time, like, the two things you need to be happy as a dentist are just two. You got to have progress and you got to have predictability. Without those, you go crazy. God designed us where we have to have progress. You know, your years just have to get better. We demand it of our fourth graders, like, they have to make progress, right? And then predictability, you know this, the lower the predictability, the more miserable the dentist, but the higher the flexibility. You were trained to be a dentist. You love it when crowns fit. You love it when you have a day that works the way you love it when people pay. You love it when your teams consistently show up and they're engaged. And that, my friends, is created by you. So I'm all in on the predictability thing, because that's where it all comes together in this aspect of things. Like, leadership is crazy important. I think it's critically important in this whole thing. Gosh, really well said. What other last thoughts do you have on leadership and marketing and how they're related?
So a big one, I think, is it's never too late to stop and learn leadership for your practice. Learn how to become a better leader. You can pick up books. I don't know what your favorites are. I've got a couple of favorites that I'm happy to email people. Make it like a lifelong pursuit. It's not something that you just do on a whim. It's got to change you as a person. Because it has that long-term impact if you really embrace the change that you're going to get. So if you are struggling with your marketing, the questions that I would like to stop and ask myself are, am I being as strong a leader as possible? Am I being decisive? Am I holding people accountable? Am I responsive to what people need? Am I a good problem solver? Am I a clear communicator? That's often a big part of it too. So if you're not checking all those boxes, it's actually time to take a step back and say, it's not the marketing that's going to solve this problem. The marketing will help solve the problem once I get the leadership problem solved.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I'm a big fan of books. I love courses and seminars. I think nothing trumps the in-face communication. That's why having a great coach. And again, I mean, you and I use the term gloves off when we talk. Mm-hmm. And you're coaching me, it's gloves off. Because here's why. Sometimes as leaders or as business owners, we get too far in our head about what really works. You do need an outside perspective, somebody that doesn't work with you to go, no, you're an idiot. You shouldn't do that. And you're like, what do you mean? And you've got to be willing to listen to that and take that advice because they're truly working in your best interest. You know that if you ever had a mentor. If you were ever trying to get good at golf, you would say, I don't watch a lot of YouTube and then I practice. No, I hired a coach, straighten out my swing, all that kind of stuff. Even if your kid plays youth baseball, you know a great coach can help them with the smallest mechanics and change the game by a lot. So my theory is God designed us that we need other people. You could never do dentistry alone without a great mentor, a great, you know, somebody leading the way to say, I've done that, you know, don't do that. And then getting feedback and being able to accept the feedback is an important part. One last thought on your leadership thing. I think it's also dangerous to try to self-govern, to say, oh, I got this. That's ignorant or arrogant. I can't figure out which one, but it's a combination maybe of the two. Is like, there are people out there that really want to help you succeed. You just got to raise your hand and say, look, and the other thing is you don't have the brain space to worry about all these patients, you know, all these teeth, all these things. You got to focus on what you do well, and you got to take care of these people well. And that, my friends, is called leadership. So Zanya, you're brilliant. Now, I know people are going to be listening to this and go, okay, listen, all right, how do I get a hold of you? And for the benefit of people listening to Spotify, Stitcher, like, how do I find out more about you, your company, and what do you guys do? Like, tell us what you do.
Okay, so, well, we are a full service dental marketing agency. We start with a strategic plan for every practice that really gets into what are your goals? What's your vision? What are we trying to accomplish here? Because marketing's got to know where it's going in order to drive those new patients. So we do everything from branding, internal marketing, all of your traditional advertising, which still has a place for a lot of markets. Web, social, SEO, pay-per-click, like literally there isn't something in marketing that we don't do. But the reason, again, that I'm just so passionate about leadership is I watch the practices like that really, really nail it, that succeed, and they've all got strong leaders. And it's because they have a coach like you. I mean, personally, I've had a coach for 7 years, a leadership coach. I'm never letting that go because I'm always growing and learning. So, totally off track. How they can find out more about what we do, go to goldenproportions.com. You'll see all of our services, our portfolio. You'll see our contact phone number, and there's going to be a chat there that is always being monitored, and we can answer any questions that you've got. And also, great resources about marketing in general on our site as well.
Yeah, you have to check it out. Golden Proportions. com. And Zanya, you're going to be joining us for some of the master classes coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Check it out. You'll absolutely love it. Not only are they great at what they do, they're even better people. How do you like that? Like that's the truth, because we love you dearly. You are always taking good care of us and the people we send over to you guys. So thank you for being on today. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me share my unusual take on marketing today, but I'm just excited about this topic.
I was extra excited about this topic. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for tuning into the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed today, which I know you did, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share this with your friends. Keep sending us suggestions for things that you guys want to see on the show, whether it be from Zanya or other guests. And until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.